Journey and Don't Stop Believin' here on Kate Radio Afternoons with Aaron. And one thing I like to do during the winter time, especially when we get a bunch of snow, is talk spring sports. Baseball is going to be here before you know it. And the Albert Lea Tiger High School baseball team already getting a chance to get ready for the upcoming season as Jay Anderson, head coach of our Tigers, joins us. And Jay, a good Friday. Thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Great 24-degree day, and it can only get better from here, right?
Absolutely. Now, Jay, I do have to ask, do you follow the Minnesota Twins close at all?
Yeah, you know, close enough. Between the frustrating this and frustrating that, to jump on what you were saying, we were at a Twins coaches clinic last weekend, and one of the officials from the Twins, the president of the Twins or whoever was there, and Arias was kind of a no comment question when somebody asked a couple things. We were on our way out the door, but we stayed listening, and you kind of sensed this was going to happen. We'd heard about it as you had, but it was kind of a hush. Nobody's really talking about him on Saturday. So I'm surprised, but not surprised either.
To me, when it comes to Major League Baseball, that's always going to be the tough thing for fans in small markets because there isn't a salary cap and the rich always get richer and can spend more money. But how many teams, and again, I'm not going to go through a history book. I could probably Google search it. But, Jay, I can't imagine any other team has ever traded away a batting champion the year after he won the title.
You know, back in the day, I don't think it would have ever have happened. I think today with the financial system, the way it's built and whatever, if Arias isn't that perfect, hitter along with the spot-on, infielder, I think that might be the – in my mind, that may be a little of it is, there's guys in the system that probably can field as well or better than him. And I think that's going to be what you're going to hear eventually. The knock on him is, yeah, he was a great hitter, but, you know, where it's going to go. And I think that's my opinion on where that excuse is going to be, is that he's not the most stellar infielder for what they need. But who knows, right? We're guessing here.
As we get more information, if there are more players coming from Miami, which it sounds like there is, we'll let you know. But again, Luis Arias going to Miami. Pablo Lopez, I think is the name of the guy, starting pitcher coming to the Minnesota Twins. Jay, it's hard to believe, but the gym is going to be open this Sunday, and you have we have no Vikings to watch. So it's a perfect Sunday for Albert Lea Baseball to start up with some open gym. Talk about that coming up this weekend.
Yeah, open gym is typically, it used to be, it's not quite a captain's practice. It's more glorified than that. We have a coach there, Coach Thomas, which is one of our infield and primary coaches on Sundays, is the guy that'll run it. Our position as coaches in the system, we have to keep a little bit of an arm's length to it just because, we don't want to be too much direct involvement, but the biggest thing is that's why Coach Thomas kind of runs this thing. It's open from 8th to 12th graders. We added 8th graders last year for the first time just to kind of build up, their numbers, and some of those guys do start to transfer over to 9th grade teams, which happened for the first time last year. So we've opened it up from 8th through 12th graders. Basically, our biggest thing is to get guys out just to start throwing. I know they go in there, they hit, they take some ground balls, but ultimately the best programs in this state or anywhere are teams that can get their arms in shape long before, practice starts in the middle of March. And that's one of our goals, is to get these guys to throw, get strong arms, and build from there.
Because, Jay, you know how the spring season works. By the time you're able to maybe practice outside, you're going to your first game. And the way the schedule's already set up, there's games all the time, and then you throw in cancellations. And I'm sure it's better for you as a coaching staff if the guy's arms are already at a certain point, because if they're not out there throwing, then you have to wait for those weeks when you start practice in March for them to get up to speed to where their arm is feeling good. This is one way to help, I guess, speed up that process.
It's the absolute number one thing. I mean, you can hit in baseball, you can field, you can cut this down or that down or do whatever, but if you can't throw the baseball the correct way, so your arm is healthy, the ball gets across the diamond, it gets in from the outfield, it gets from the catcher to the base path, that's the number one thing. That is the number one thing in baseball. And if we can do that correctly, the rest of the game will follow, the hitting will follow, the fielding will follow. We're all going to make some errors, but if we can throw the ball correctly and accurately, our our job, not only as coaches, but at those players' confidence level is so much higher if they can get out there and be confident their ball is going to go where they're going to throw it. And that's our biggest thing with open gym. And even that first week of practice, the state a couple years ago added the throwing week, which allows you to just come in and throw. And that thing was a safety thing as well, making sure these kids' arms by the middle of April when it's 35 degrees and you throw some poor kid on the hill and he's got a pitch and it's 35 out with the wind, and his arm's going to hold up for, you know, indefinitely and not have issues, you know. So that's really a big part of it as well.
Open gym again, starting on Sunday, 8th to 12th graders. It's open for them for Albert Lea Baseball. And is this going on all the way through when you guys start practice in March?
Yep, so it'll go basically through the 12th of March. We start our throwing week the 13th and the full practice the 20th. But this really gives people a chance. We don't expect guys there every day. We know they have winter sports. We do not want to step on the toes of anybody doing winter sports or discourage that. Our biggest goal is just to make sure guys can get out, you know, as much as they possibly can. You know, if they come every week, great. If they come out every couple weeks, that's great too. The biggest issue is just so they're out there. Because typically if you're playing hockey or you're wrestling or whatever, the muscles you use to throw a baseball either to the plate or across the diamond are still different. And anything you can do to do that, that's what we're trying to get those guys out there. So we strongly encourage everybody to show up, you know, when it's possible and whatever, and really make life better for them and for everybody when this program starts. Now, I don't know if you noticed, I sent you a schedule this afternoon. It's already changed since this morning. Our opening day was April 4th, but now it's all sudden became as of noon today, it became April 1, and April 1 in this state, as you know, it could look like this for all we know on April 1, but right now we got to prepare and plan for April 1, and that's what Open Gym is going to allow us to do is to get out there and be ready when April 1 rolls around.
I laugh because I always feel bad for ADs in the springtime because of weather, and it's such a short season. By far, it's got to be the shortest season of the three when it comes to Minnesota high school sports, and I just giggle because we're not even there yet and there's already being adjustments to the schedule.
Yeah, you know, and long story, I'll make this quick, but you know, we're at this clinic this last weekend and a board member from the high school league comes in and there's a, you know, we're our limit right now is 20 games. We've got 17 with the ability to add more, which we may or may not do, but based on the weather. But there's a big push, especially from the Metro right now, and it's probably going to happen in the next, you know, 1 to 3 years. Is they're going to have – they want 24 games, and it sounds like they're going to get that. And how you can go from adding four more games or a sixth of the schedule after coming off the last couple of years is beyond me. But right now the push is to go to 24 from the 20 we currently are limited to, and they're probably going to get that. It's crazy but true.
So if you go from April 1st through, and I guess right at the end of May is when the playoffs start. So you're talking about getting in, how many games do you say, 26?
24 is what they're
24.
Shooting for, and they're probably going to, yep.
So you're getting 24 games in, I'm just guesstimating, in like 55 days, if the weather permits.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Good luck.
You're somewhere, I don't care where you are, somewhere, everywhere in this state, you're going to take a week of that out of there.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a day here, a rain day there, a cold day there, you're going to take 3-4 days out of there that our game days you're going to have to reshuffle. Last look, was it 18 or 19? You know, we played a five-game week and a four-game or a five-game week and a six games in 1 week. Can you imagine? That's 11 games in 14, 15 days. Well, you add four or five more games, you're going to cut guys. You're going to cut teams. And you're going to, you know, hopefully you're not making people mad, but you're going to have to lose those games on a lot of levels, but then you start talking safety. What about the safety part of this?
Yep.
When you got to pick, you know, pitch five guys in 5 days, right? And sometimes double headers. It now crosses over to be a safety issue, which, you know, carries over more than just this year. You know, that's a big part of it too.
Jay Anderson, head baseball coach, Albert Lea, joining us here on KATE Radio. And like Jay mentioned, the schedule's already changed, but it's available at big9.org if you want to start thinking spring and thinking about baseball, big9.org. And again, coming up this weekend, it is the first of many Sundays, this Sunday at the Albert Lea High School Gym, 1 until 3. The gym will be open for a baseball players in grades 8 through 12, and it runs until March 12th. The first practice for Albert Lea Baseball is Monday, March 13th. Jay, anything else you wanted to add before we let you go?
No, like you say right now, it's just pray for an early spring and pray for a good growing season, because that'll make sure we don't have to, you know, play, you know, 15 games in May. But, you know, it kind of is what it is. And like I said, we really want to see our guys coming out and having fun and getting out there and getting themselves in shape so they can be the best they can be come spring. And also, like I say, we're looking at a team that's, you know, no younger than last year, maybe a little bit, but not much. But we have a lot of potential, a lot of good arms coming through the underclassmen. And I think it's a situation where, you know, it's an unknown season, but it's a season where I think we can have some positive outlook when we improve and get to the end of that season when we come to playoff times, similar to what we had last year, which was a nice run at the end of the year.
Jay Anderson, Albert Lea Baseball with us. Jay, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Aaron.